Sheikh Juan and NSK on 102.9.
It's Zoe Key on Namibia's Heart and Soul, brand new music, Fireball. We also checked out Moby Dixon, as well as Ari Star and Say Vibes with Bad Vibes. 8:32 on Namibia's Heart and Soul, the NSK and Sheikh Juan is on your radio. We see you doing the right thing and choosing above average radio. Now, the gentleman that we are about to chat to, in his official capacity, he is the manager for corporate communications. He's a manager of corporate communications, social media, and MICE at the Namibia Wildlife Resorts. But when he's not doing official things, he is an adrenaline junkie. Who are we talking about? We're talking about Nelson Ashipala, also a fresh titan not so long ago. Good morning, Nelson. How are you doing, Buta?
Good morning. Good morning to the listeners. I hope everything is good.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's almost, we almost lost you, young.
Say, what happened?
That
okay,
was something else.
Just for a quick backstory, you were involved that after a hiking accident, and this was now at the Namib Nuclear Park. When was this? This was in April this year.
Yeah.
Earlier, it's not even that long ago, actually, Buta.
Not even that long, yeah.
Yeah.
And can you imagine? I just came back from running now.
You just came back. You see, Sheikh.
Yeah, so
this guy.
Why are you running so much, Nelson?
I don't know. It's one of those things. You know, okay, for now we can say I'm an ex-junkie. Yeah, an ex-junkie for now. I think, okay. Yeah, me and my doctor, we've established the body's not what it used to be anymore.
Okay.
He tells me, look, dude, you can't keep on breaking your bones anymore, so let's take it easy. You have to be honest with yourself, yeah.
Before we get to this incident that happened, I want to know your history. With self-inflicted accidents,
wow.
Because of your adrenaline craving.
Yes.
Walk us through some of the weird accidents that you found yourself in, or weird situations that you found yourself in.
The weirdest one was so there's this other beautiful place in the Philippines where they allow
in
the Philippines. Yeah,
he travels a lot actually. Yeah,
oh, my man.
Where they allow people to jump from a cliff into water. So I think as I dived in, I wanted to dive in head first. So somewhere there, my body did a 360 and it was a major splash.
Oh,
it was belly first. So the lungs almost ruptured. But the breathing from, you know, trying to grasp for air and everything else, it became a bit of a headache. Obviously, they had to pull me out. And get all my medical insurance in order.
I thought your medical insurance was not even 100%.
I was ready to die in the Philippines. Hey, I was like,
oh my goodness! No. When was this though?
So this was 4 years ago. So what happened was I went for a, and the crazy part is the day before that, I went scuba diving. So with scuba diving, I was fresh out of getting my license for scuba diving.
Okay.
So you need a license for scuba diving.
Yes, you need a license for scuba dive. So I did mine here at Olympia Swimming Pool. And then I got my license. We did a course in Oshikoto Lake. So everything was fine. So as we dived, I think I was too slow for the guys underwater. So then I lost them. Now in having lost them, I have to ascend. You know, now in ascending, as I got out, our boat was gone. So now imagine you are in the middle of the Indian Ocean.
You're in the middle
of the Indian Ocean with no boat. I was just okay. I told myself, you know what? I'm just gonna chill on top of this water and I'll float some. If whatever happens, happens.
What protective gear did you have on? Did you have any gear on?
I had gear on. So, but then what happened was my oxygen
tank.
My oxygen tank. So I had to basically pump it into my coat. For me to be able to float.
To float, yeah.
So as I'm floating now, you know, I'm there chilling on top, but my fear is just, okay, what happens if this oxygen runs out?
Do I
go back to go and find these guys underwater? And now that'll be me missing. So eventually a boat comes up, it finds me. You know, they load
another
me up.
Another boat, a random boat.
A random boat. So you see, now the issue in the Philippines is everybody looks the same.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm now there fighting with the coach, with the captain.
Yeah.
How can you do that? How can you leave me? And the guy says, you know, he doesn't know how to speak English. He's looking at me. Chinchang. So
I don't know.
So eventually they found my boat. So then they started screaming, "Is this your guy?" And the other guy, yeah. So then I realized, oh, that's my boat. Apologize to everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, those are one of the incidents that I've gone through. It's quite crazy. Yeah, but I like to think I've lived.
But it's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy that they would leave someone. It's kind of crazy that they would leave the area.
Yeah, at least must stay in the area. Or were you guys going far or what?
It seems like he knew where he was going to pick up. The captain knew the next pickup point. So it was going to be a long drift and a long swim and everything else. So he left now to go and anchor at that new area. At those new coordinates. So that's why he had to try to get rid of me and everything. But I was very angry with
not get rid of you there. Come on.
Assassination attempt.
Damn.
I don't know it was. Yeah.
But like as a child, has it always been something that was just in you, or is it something you just discovered now that you're a little bit older?
As an adult, yeah.
No. I think as a child, my mother said she could see flashes of it in me. Mm-hmm. You know, I was one of those. I've tried creating kites when I was younger. She would come home and I've cut down her curtains and.
I'm fighting you.
I've chopped down her curtains. So she walks in and the house is just clean and it's just windows and you can see through the living room and she asks me, so what happened to my curtains? No, I was trying to make a kite and...
Because you want to fly.
I want to fly.
I want to actually hear what your mom said.
Yeah.
What did she say?
She's like, what do you want to do to me? Are you really my son? Oh my, are you here to kill me?
Why do you actually act like you hate me?
You hate me. You hate the Ashipala family house. Yes. Now, Nelson, let's talk about that hiking accident, man. Or incident, rather. Mm-hmm. Walk us through it. Why were you there in the first place? Let's start there.
Okay. So initially what happened was, I know the rumor out there is it was a publicity stunt. No, it wasn't. It was, I tried to turn it into one, you know, PR things, but
of course, you know what I mean?
Yes, people saw me in hospital and they're like, no, this on the PR stand. Mm. So initially we went to go launch a hiking campaign because, you know, we're heading into hiking season. So there was a group of hikers that were going to do an 8-day hike. So we thought, why don't we use their content, you know, to create awareness because it's almost Fish River hiking and you know how toxic or how difficult Fish River gets. Mm. So as we reached there, I was with this cameraman and the guide. So, and you know me being adventurous, the cameraman tells us, the guy tells us, okay, we'll only go 5 kilos in and 5 kilos out with a little bit of water. Mm. That's with the cameraman. So, as we go in 5 kilos, he says, okay, guys, let's go back. And I say, no, but I hear there's a natural pool in here. And he tells, yeah, it's like 18 kilos away. And I'm like, you know what, man?
18 kilos is nothing for me. What?
Okay, wait, it's 18 from that 5 point?
It's not, so it's 18 from the beginning. Yes, from the beginning.
From the beginning. Okay. So you were 5 kilometers in.
Yes, we're 5 kilometers in. So yeah, we went in. But the issue that the number one mistake which we made was with the Namib Now cloth, there's a starting point. It's a starting point because it's like a descent. Uh-huh. But we were doing it in reverse. So we were going up with no water.
Yes.
So now to find this natural pool, you know, I was so excited. I've heard about it. Young, we reached 15. I'm like, yo, guys, something is wrong. Because now what's happening is I can see like a mirage. Like I can see a waterfall in front, but we reach there, there's no waterfall. Or I can see a water tank.
Oh, yes.
We reach there, there's no water tank. So that's
meaning you are starting to hallucinate.
Yes, I'm starting to hallucinate.
Yes.
So I can, now I'm not starting to get the symptoms of, okay, this is dehydration. So I tell them, okay, guys, we're 15 kilos in, but I'm starting to get dehydrated. And they told me, no, Nelson, we are almost 5 kilos away from the end. So I go, okay, it's fine, let's go, let's push. So I'm now there holding on to branches. They leave me maybe a distance of 1 kilo. They start calling me, waiting for me. So when we reach now the natural pool, so I sat down. So I took lots of water. The rule is I should have drank a pint of water. So
Because you were so...
Yeah, I was so thirsty. So I drank like a 5 on the go.
Oh, once. On the go. Yeah. So when you're dehydrated, you're actually not supposed to...
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I'm learning. Yes. I'm learning.
So as I sat down to swim, my body felt something I've never felt before. It was just darkness, like choop. So when the darkness happened,
and you were in the pool that time.
I don't know. I'm trying to get in, so I was busy removing my shirt. So I sat down. So that's when I realized something. So because I was conscious, I can hear what the guys are saying. I can see them, but I can't walk. So I'm calling these guys, I'm down. And the thing, I'm joking. It's fine. Just
You know, as boys, also sometimes we don't take it seriously.
Jita on schedule, man. Yeah. So eventually they realized it was quite serious. So fortunately, help was maybe 2 kilos away. Mm. Yeah, so everybody now started panicking. Ambulances were called from Sesrim. Choppers were called. Fortunately, there was a chopper nearby, nearby the area.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and the police came. Because what happened was, I think a week before, there was an incident of a guy who had a heart attack.
Oh, no.
Similar incident.
While on the trail.
Yeah, while on the trail that they had to evacuate. I think his wife came out to come and call for help.
Mm.
So, again, a year before that, there was a death. Somebody died in the... Yeah, it's still in the same... It's a very, very dangerous. It gets hot. You know, it's that hotness where you're breathing heat.
Yeah, so, you literally taste it.
Yeah, yeah.
The heat is coming out of the rocks into your nose.
Sure.
And not necessarily from top to...
No. Okay. It's not. So, it's everything. No sunscreen, no
is
nothing.
There, is there a specific... cause or exercising cause that one goes to prepare yourself for that type of trail, bro?
Oh yes, yeah. There definitely is. So it's basically your fitness has to be on strength, on par.
Yeah.
Obviously, you should be able to walk a few distances. Also we also encourage hydration. You should know your hydration levels, but most importantly, your fitness has to be very, very strong. Now, for me, you know, I'm a very fit guy.
Yeah.
Also,
because he came from running.
Yeah. Also, I thought.
No, I think you are. I think you are. Yeah, it's just the fact that he didn't have enough water on him.
Yes. So
during that trail.
During that trail,
During the trail, yeah. So the evacuation was, it was very smooth. I think it was a 3-hour evacuation out.
So this 3 hour, you're just laying down there. The picture we saw on social media.
So that picture was taken by my friend, hey, by the way. And I don't know why he did that. I was very, very pissed with him. He was so excited. He was like, oh, he's down.
Oh, my God.
Sell this to Netflix. Sell this to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, somebody's got to see this. So what he did was, I think he sent it to a friend of mine to say, oh, look, Nelson is down, guys. And you know, one friend sent it to another, then
it went out of control.
Next thing is, I'm in an ambulance driving back, I'm getting a call from one of the media houses. Hey dude, are you dead?
Are you dead, dad? Are you dead?
Are you dead? Yeah. So.
I'm gonna answer the phone then, guy.
I mean, but also here's my question, Nelson. Yeah, uh-huh. And this is honestly coming from a place of love.
Yes.
This is coming from a black woman. Keyword black. Keyword black.
Yes.
My brother, you knew that trail.
Yeah.
But you decided, I'm going.
I don't know. It was one of those decisions. I've never done it. I've never done that trail before. So it was one of those. And I said, what's a 20 to a guy that runs?
Yeah.
To a guy that runs 30, 40 every weekend. This is nothing. So, I would never wish that trail.
You don't want to fight those fires again.
Yeah.
You know what?
When I was airlifted and the lodge picked me up, the lodge fight was, just get this guy out of here. Let him go die somewhere else.
Yeah. Because they don't want it. It's true. I know.
The person that is supposed to do the public relations is down. Who's going to write the statements? Why did you, when you look back in that moment, what was going through your mind? And also just like, what were you most thankful for in terms of how things turned out with you even just being here? Because, man.
Shaquan, I think for the first time, it wasn't the first time though, but it's a feeling I've always had, mostly when I get in such troubles.
Yeah.
I was ready for death. My first encounter in my mind was just, I've lived. I've enjoyed myself. I wanted to do what I wanted to do. I think I've accomplished my goals. If anything happens here, anything happens. And now what happened was, so within this vicinity, so these guys were two. It's a place that has cheetahs and all this little
cubs and so on. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. So I realized that I'm alone.
Snap.
And I'm sitting on top of a rock. I'm laying on top of a rock.
Oh my word.
I came to ask one of the guys, and I asked him, but why did you guys leave me alone? He was like, I didn't know what to do with you. So we all had to leave.
And there's wild animals in the area.
And there's wild areas in the area, yeah. So it was my thought was, look, whatever happens, voila. Yeah. So and when you reach those levels of life, it's quite hectic.
Did you cry? But I would have cried.
I didn't, but I think there were no, you know, there's no water in the body, so it's just dry tears.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
just,
yeah, yeah.
I don't think I cried, but I was just like, why do I do this to myself?
Yeah.
Mm. Why? Mm. Mostly when I reached the, before the collapsing, I was just, why did I do this? Why? And I kept asking myself, I could be in bed in this beautiful lodge, you know.
Yeah, enjoying the softness of it.
Enjoying the softness of it, having a few drinks. So it was one of, you just keep asking yourself, why?
Yeah. I should have probably turned back. I should have, yeah.
So moving forward, you and your doctor, you guys agree that the body is not at the 25-year-old Nelson Ashipala anymore.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we are taking it a bit easier now.
I mean, how long are we out for?
So he gave me a month to be off. He
to recover.
I hope he's not listening. He told me don't run.
And did what did you do this morning? Hey, stop!
No, guys, it's just, you know, when you wake up and you're just, you know, yeah, who knows,
man, you know.
No, I don't know, darling.
Yeah.
I don't run.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, he gave me a month off because he says muscle, you know, muscle fatigue is very, very serious.
Mm.
Yeah, so, yeah, I just did a quick five. It was nothing major.
Just a quick five, man.
You should see
Chikwana on a five. Dying! Nelson Ashipala, no. Namibia's official
survivor.
Yeah. Survivor.
Thank you. Thanks for the title.
Ultimate survivor.
Ultimate survivor.
Mm.
Junk man.
Mm.
Adrenal junkie.
Mm.
The head honcho. He who conquers the mountains and comes back alive, even with animals around him.
You're tough.
I just tough, guys. No way.
You're
tougher
then.
Yeah, I know. Thank you so much for your time, my good sir.
I think
we all needed to hear this and to clear up the rumor, as she said. But anyways, going forward to other general junkies, just to get hold of NWR, right? And get hold of your office.
Yes, I think, it's hiking. For those who want to do the Fish River hike, it's a six-day hike.
Okay.
Everybody loves it. Yeah, it's on. There are a few cancellations because of water concerns, but we have ensured that there's enough water.
Okay.
So if for those who want to fill up the spaces, please just come through to our office and do the Fish River hike.
So question, partner, before we go, this friend of yours, are you guys still friends? Some people in your life, ne, they must be kicked out. May draw no, there's must a season and a reason for things. Come on, we didn't know what to do with you. Producer, bro.
Leave the guy there, bro. Look at this guy, bro.
He's down, Peter. What?
He's down.
Nelson,
thank you so much, my good sir.
Thanks, guys.
All right, it's the corporate communications, social media, and mice manager at NWR. But a general nice guy, man. And he just loves his adrenaline.
That's
okay.
True.
8:49. When we get back, we check out voice notes from Tam, Tuli, and Vanessa about a bit of truth about anything in life. Stick around.
Hey, Shaquan in NSK on 102.9.